T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, John, yeah, you're part of the Alexa community, huh?
I am, and we mentioned this yesterday, or at least Gov mentioned it, and how he likes Alexa's voice, and it got me thinking, if I was able to put...
I don't know, there's something about it that I just like.
Do you, you just like her voice,
is it
sexy?
No.
You just like her voice.
I just think it's a perfect match for what she provides.
Kind of like the old,
very
know, the,
polite.
The old phone number lady. The number you've reached is 248.
Yeah. It's like the new information lady.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And so,
when's the last time you used that?
Oh wow! Is it still? Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Does it exist?
Yes, you can. You can dial 411.
Oh wow! Blast from the past. But if you were to have anybody's voice, if I was to change the voice on any of my, you know, devices that have, whether it's Siri or Alexa, who would I want that voice to be? And obviously this one is somebody from my past that I still hear his voice every single day in my head, and that is Lloyd Carr. And I was thinking, like, you know, the other day I was, you know, just kind of playing around, like, hey, you know, for example, you know, I do this, the read for Southfield Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hey, what can I get a truck for? And I go back to the scouting reports that Lloyd used to do, and he would probably say something like, I called those guys, Bill and Tim, over there, and, you know, I offered them a train. I offered them our entire offensive line. And you know what they told me? You weren't good enough. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to throw in somebody else. Give me Ty Streets. Give me Jeremy Tooman. Give me, I need more for what you're asking for. And he used to do that, you know, when we would go through the scouting report. He'd say, hey, you know, they got this great running back, Ron Dane. I called up Coach Alvarez, and I asked him, hey, what can I do to get Ron Dane on our team? And he said, you know what? You don't have enough on that roster for me to give up one Ron Dane. And so Lloyd Carr is that voice that I hear in my head. And, you know, if I ask a stupid question, because I've said this before, there are stupid questions. If I asked, you know, Alexa a stupid question, I think I would probably hear something like this. Hey, Jansen, head out of ass. so if a Stoney, if you were to have a voice for Alexa, who would it be?
John Facenda. Oh, you want to go to the frozen tundra of your refrigerator?
Yes.
Hey Alexa, what's the weather like? The autumn wind
blows cold.
Yeah, and if I wanted to really annoy people, that would be like Larry David. That's what's the weather? Pretty good. You know, some kind of like an annoying thing. Those are my two.
Okay, yeah, the other one I came up with was Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah,
that's an obvious, right?
Yes,
that was my first thought, was Morgan Freeman. I also came up with I love Dateline, or anything like Dateline. Keith Morrison, the host of Dateline.
Wow.
Yeah. I would like that.
That'd be perfect. Perfect. And for Gov, there's no improving it, right? It's just Alexa is as good as it gets.
I would have gone with Pat Summerall, one of the greatest voices ever.
Oh, yes.
Former
Lion.
I was thinking, though, like, who at the station here? Can you imagine, like, if it was Karsh? Like, coming up at 8:02, Tom's going to open the fridge.
That's the great tease.
Caputo would be unbelievable. What do you mean you want to go to the refrigerator? you know.
What do you think?
What do you think? You got to go to the bathroom. Here's a book you could read in there.
Yes. I just had somebody else text me, obviously. And this is one I brought up with my kids last night. James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love what he did, the intro at the Big House for football games. It's just incredible. Greg, you had a good one, right?
Yeah, I thought of one last night, and then I just thought of one, actually, when I hear Jansen talking about Lloyd Carr. The one I thought about last night, just happened to be watching, because I like to, you know, sit down, chill, relax at night, is Bob Ross, the PBS panel. You'd have to make sure you're still alert. You can get a little too relaxed. You don't want that. But still, just having the nice, joyous little Bob Ross, you know, paint a little happy tree here and let's go into the titanium white and just dip that into the brush. Yeah, just having that voice, that very calm, soothing voice for relax would be solid.
You do a good Bob Ross.
Thank you.
I started to relax.
And then the one I thought about with Jansen was Keith Jackson.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
The granddaddy of them all.
Imagine that, driving down the street. In a quarter mile, I want to turn left on Catherine Street, and then the destination will be on the right.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Nelly, you better slow down.
We got some ticket texts, and we got to a phone call to Alexa Voice, Morgan Freeman from Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
And James Earl Jones from Coming to America. Uh-huh. That's specific. Yes. I would want Ernie Harwell to be my Alexa.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
I love Ernie's work. I don't know as far as the actual voice per se. You know what I mean?
Come on. It would, I mean, every day you'd think it was a baseball day.
That's true. I would change.
He got cut off by a man from Waterford.
I would change Alexa's voice to Patrick Stewart. Even some of his one-line quips in his commercials would be fantastic. That's
be
from
good.
Matt from Waterford. Mm-hmm. The mother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. I did a show with her one time. God, I forget her name. She Laura was
Speechman?
Awesome. No. Okay. You're talking about the grandma from Raymond's wife.
Heaton.
Yes, Heaton. Patricia Heaton.
What kind of show did you do with her?
She was a guest because she had some type of connection to the Big Ten. I can't remember what it was. Maybe she went to I can't remember if it was Northwestern or it was one of the schools. But it was Ohio State. She's a Buckeye. So I did. We did a special on the Big Ten Channel with her.
Oh, did you tell her that she made a bad career choice by going to college there?
I didn't reference that, but again, yes, it stands on its own.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in Shelby Township. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Before cable TV, when you were a kid and you wanted sports, you wanted that connection, there were two shows, This Week in Baseball and the old NFL films.
Yes.
And I love the Steve Sokol voice.
You mean
I think that's his name.
Well, John Facenda is the old-timer for NFL films.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, Steve Sable's the guy who produced it.
Ah, that's it. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
But the old
NFL films guy.
Yeah. That's John Facenda. And then Mel Allen, right? This Week in Baseball. Yeah.
There you go.
That would be terrific. The best voice would have to be Samuel L. Jackson with his speech patterns. And Ryan says, I'd want Alexa to sound like Fonzie. Every time I say his name, I can hear, hey. Yes. Go to Waterford. Adam, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, perfect Alexa question. Christopher Walken, can you imagine?
Oh, my
gosh.
For sliders? Be like, you have a hankering for some sliders. Wild.
Yes. Well done.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks, Adam.
Yes. 248-539-9797. I was thinking about, you know, because I love Marv Albert. It would be too annoying, though. Anytime, Alexa or Marv, put on 97 on the ticket. Yes! Everything would, yes! Yes! I'd want to throw that damn thing away. I hear yes so many times. Play some rock music from the 70s. Yes!
Yes, or one of our callers that we get quite often, which I know that you would love to wake up to, Mr. Positive.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Estonia, it's going to be a great day today. Oh, you're going to have an outstanding day. You're doing a terrific job.
All right, we have a few more on the ticket text. Here we go. I'd like Don Cherry to be my voice. That would be pretty interesting.
It would.
Listen, when you go to the refrigerator, don't get any of those Swedish meatballs. No Russian dressing. Only good Canadian dressing. Yes. My voice would be 90s Vince McMahon. Best promo voice ever. Alexa's voice would be Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Oil Oaks suggests Ken Cal.
Yeah.
Open the door. Batman.
Go to the restroom. It scores.
Batman's voice. Which Batman, though? See, Batman.
Oh, the Christian Bale one would be annoying as could be.
I know.
Oh, man.
What about Bane, then?
Bob Menery from the B-Dubs commercials. Bob Menery has a cool little website, Twitter account. I would change mine to Chris Rock or Richard Pryor. The King of Dublin, Conor McGregor, would be my Alexa. That would be annoying. How about, which one of these three voices would be the most annoying that this person suggests? Patrick Mahomes, Jeff Rieger, or Dan Leach?
Oh.
Leach would be the most annoying.
What do I always say, Stoney?
For sure.
The answer is always Leach.
yes.
Oh. Jim Nance. Good morning, friends.
A quick note, I do want to comment on the Batman voice. I think the best Batman voice is Kevin Conroy, who did his voice in the animated series of the early 90s.
Whatever you say.
Where's the crickets?
Right. Yes. I would want University of Michigan Stadium announcer, Carl Grappentine. Is that the way you pronounce it? Best voice ever. That's from Lisa in Milan.
Yeah, Carl.
Valenti would be the one from the station I'd like to see.
What about Yoda, Greg?
No, I would not go with Yoda. It's a little much, and the syntax would probably get annoying, too.
Exactly. Food he likes.
The Valenti one, the guy gives an example. Nah, see, I'll give you a much better recipe to cook. Will you please? Yes. Best Alexa voice would be John Jansen doing Lloyd Carr.
Yeah, that or my bow.
Yeah.
I start to get excited.
You get it? When you get into bow talk, that's when you know you're excited.
Yes.
I could just imagine. I'm not going to go there.
No. I'm trying to stay calm today. You know what you should have done? You should have, if this was a possibility, you could have had, which is it? Is it Jessica or Marissa that's the Patrick Mahomes fan?
Marissa.
Marissa. That would have been a great happy birthday, Marissa, from Patrick Mahomes' voice. Birthday present.
Yeah, it would have been a good one. I should have thought about that. And probably, if he's on Cameo, it'd probably been like $1,000.
For 15 seconds.
I think he's a little busy, by the way. He just had a kid.
Yes.
What about Bob Ufer for Alexa? with the horn, too, right?
Yes. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.